The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Making sense out of today's news, here's Dr. Sebastian Gorka.
Ladies, and I use that word loosely, because I don't want to misgender them. That would be awful, wouldn't it? Protesting the Texas bill. That is a law. It is incredible. Because the Supreme Court refused to block it in a 5-4 vote. And as we open this show, one of our colleagues very excitedly sent us the text message that he was on a conference call with President Trump talking life, culture of life issues. And the president was very excited about the news coming out of the Supreme Court. Let's talk to somebody who had a long discussion with my former boss. He is the Washington political editor for the influential, the most influential conservative website out there. It is Breitbart.com, and he's Matt Boyle. Matt, welcome back to America First.
Dr. Gorka, always a pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
All right, let me just take a sip first. This is my first coffee from our new America First mugs, made in America, and it tastes delightful.
I love that. We should make everything in America, don't
we? We should, and every product on our website is made in America, from the coolest hoodies that we have with the stars and stripes inside the hood. Guys, check it out. America First products at SebGorkaStore.com. Matt can choose whatever he wants because he's been such a stalwart supporter of the site. Go to SebGorkaStore.com, check it out, Matt, and tell us what you want. In the meantime, let's talk about these amazing exclusive interviews that you have published with President Trump. I love explain the headline. When you sent this to me today, I just said, wow, what a killer headline. Exclusive, Donald Trump, quote, "The only reason you have a Republican Party is because the Democrats have horrible policies." Talk to us about your meeting with President Trump.
Yeah, well, look, I spent close to 2 hours with President Trump last week, so I'm still moving through material from the interview. We got another one that's going to go up later today where he talks about Joe Biden's cognitive issues. So we'll just say there's a lot coming out on that one. He has a lot to say more about Afghanistan and all sorts of other fronts. But this particular story that you're talking about, we put out earlier this week, it's President Trump talking about the establishment Republicans. He rips into Lindsey Graham, who's been voting to approve all these leftist Democrat-appointed judges to the federal judiciary. By the way, when we're seeing the U.S. Supreme Court do a move like we saw last night with this whole Texas abortion law, this is why judges are so important and what President Trump did on this. And in fact, the last time I talked to President Trump before this one was in the Oval Office in August last year, and while he was still president. And that was one of the big things. He gave me a card that laid out how many judges he had gotten through, Supreme Court justices. And this was before, of course, Amy Coney Barrett. So President Trump getting three justices on the Supreme Court, huge deal. But also all these other judges that they confirmed up and down the federal judiciary. Now Lindsey Graham and the Republican establishment are totally selling out to the Democrats on this. So it's in total disbelief and shock that Lindsey Graham, who goes on Hannity every night, was able to – by the way, refuses to go on Tucker Carlson's show. Lindsey Graham was a real conservative. He'd go on Tucker Carlson's show.
And Tucker, I saw it and I immediately congratulated Tucker. I texted him today. The monologue in which he utterly eviscerated Lindsey Graham was superb, with video footage over the last 20 years about how this man has flip-flopped and promised so much and delivered nothing. So this is an old conversation for us, Matt. We'll talk about your interview with the president in a moment. But this, for me, is the biggest obstacle. The left's going to be the left. The Democrat Party has become the most radical it has ever been since it created the KKK. But the GOP just hasn't learned the significance of what happened in 2016. And it sounds like, to me, President Trump agrees with that assessment.
Yeah, look, and that's the point, is that President Trump was zoning in on all these establishment Republicans, whether it be Lindsey Graham. He had a lot to say about him. He had a lot to say about Mitch McConnell, Mitt Romney. He calls him Little Ben Sass, right? Like Little Ben Sass, all these other characters. So I highly encourage people to go read it. But here's the point, is that the big picture is these establishment Republicans, whether it's those ones or other ones in the House or governors out there, certain ones, they don't understand that we are in a war here with this radical left that you speak of there for what kind of a country we want to have. This is a culture war. It's a political war. There are two visions, and only one will succeed, either our vision or their vision. There is no compromise with people like this. So what we need to these Republicans need to start acting like it. Right. Like President Trump gets it. And there, by the way, and that was the other thing. President Trump did praise a lot of Republicans during this interview, too. He spoke very highly of Senator Hawley, of Senator Hagerty, and several other Republicans around the country. But those two in particular, he was very pleased with. But all I'm saying is that there are a lot of Republicans who do get it, who do understand that we're in a war, and they are fighting it. But the problem is these establishment Republicans don't seem to get it. They need to wake the hell up and realize that if the left wins, they're going to crush us all.
And when a Mitch McConnell goes on the record in the last 24 hours to say that Biden will not be impeached because of Afghanistan, then we have real problems, Matt.
Well, look, here's the thing. Realistically, I get it. McConnell's technically telling the truth
but you don't have the votes for it. You don't help
right.
them by saying
there's, it. Right. There's no reason to rush out there and defend him in the press, right? Like, beat the crap out of him. Say he should resign. But don't literally go out and do Biden's defense work for him. Let the White House do that. That's their job, not the Republicans' job. The Republicans' job right now is to hold this administration accountable and to offer a real serious alternative and to get back to the majorities and get President Trump, or if he runs again in 2024, back in the White House, and if he doesn't, get another Republican like him into the White House. That's the Republicans' job right now. The Republicans' job is to win this war. Their job is not to go out there and do Joe Biden's public relations work for him. And you're 100% right about that. Now, technically, at the same time, they don't have the votes for impeachment. We would face the same problem the Democrats did when they were coming after Trump. Didn't stop them, but you need 67 votes. So here's the thing, right? Like, if we're going to go through the impeachment process, you want to have the votes to do it. So what we want to do is we want to be going out there and forcing the Democrats to break with Biden as much as possible. And then we don't want to cause a backlash. I think that their impeachment's backlashed against them in the election, right? Like, I do think that President Trump got the 11 million more votes in large part because of the fact that he was under siege all the time by the left. And that's another thing we talked about. There'll be more on that stuff that comes out later in the week. So
are you seeing on that question of peeling off Democrats? Because I'm not seeing anything. Even AOC's defending Biden's decision to surrender Kabul. Are you seeing any signs of Democrats going wobbly on Biden?
There are a few. There definitely are a few. And I know that the Democrats in battleground districts in the House races and Senate races out there next year are having a real tough time now that they've seen what happened in Kabul with that terrorist attack, that horrible terrorist attack last Thursday. And they've seen just how badly Joe Biden botched the handling of this. So the Democrats are having a tough time defending him. There's no doubt about that. What Republicans need to do is really bring the heat to them. They need to force them on the record. By the way, there's an ongoing debate right now in Congress, in the House, on the NDAA. It was a big fight happening last night, and there were a couple of Republicans who actually put forward amendments to hold the Chinese Communist Party accountable, to hold the president accountable on Afghanistan, etc. And it was the Republican establishment, again, that undercut it all. So there were six Republicans last night who voted, and we did a big story about this on Breitbart. I'll get it to you, Dr. Gorka.
Yes.
That literally saved the Chinese Communist Party hosting the Olympics
all
next
right.
year.
We're going to talk about that on the break on our Rumble channel. Check it out, rumble.com/Seb Gorka. Back with the irrepressible Matt Boyle in a moment. Relief Factor, drug-free pain relief that actually works. Just listen to Yvonne from California. Both my husband and I are in our 70s and are so grateful to have found Relief Factor. We tried so many other solutions, but none of them have given us the freedom of being pain-free like Relief Factor. What amazing words, pain-free. That should be you. That could be you. There's only one way to find out, but it's super easy. Order the three-week quick starter pack at relieffactor.com right now. It'll be at your door in 3 days or less. Take it morning and evening just like I do. And I promise you, Dr. G's guarantee by the end of those 3 weeks, you will know whether it works for you like it works for me, Yvonne, and thousands of your fellow Americans. Relieffactor.com.
Portions of America First are brought to you in part by American Financing.
Up on the census law, why does the president support abortion when his own Catholic faith teaches abortion is morally wrong?
Well, he believes that it's a woman's right, it's a woman's body, and it's her choice.
Why does the president, who does he believe then should look out for the unborn child?
He believes that it's up to a woman to make those decisions, and up to a woman to make those decisions with her doctor. I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant.
Oh, it's because you can't have... Hey, hang on a second. Men can be pregnant. Ooh, sucky. Ooh, transphobe. We got you there. Can you put that up there? Let's put a video up there of Saki the transphobe using that car. That is too good. How dare she say a man can't have a baby? Aren't you shocked, Matt Boyle?
The outrage is unbelievable. I mean, the entire left should be coming after her for her... I don't know, what is it, transphobic or what phobic
transphobia.
It is?
Transphobia.
Yeah.
Transphobia.
No, but Jen Psaki's clearly off message, right? Like, so.
Oh, dear.
You know, I guess they, here's what this demonstrates, Dr. Gorka. They lie so much they can't keep their lies straight.
Yes, exactly. Bingo, you got it. And they're the left, so, you know, the truth is irrelevant. We're talking to Matt Boyle. Please, if you enjoy the show, support those who make it possible, especially Mike Lindell. They're trying to destroy him, to cancel him, support this great American with great U.S.-made products, especially the MyPillow, the pillow that never gets hot, never loses shape. Now you'll get 50% off his new My Slippers made with the same foam and sheepskin lining. They're superb. Use my name and Michael give you the biggest discounts. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. Call 800-829-8468. That's 800-829-8468. MyPillow.com, promo code GORKA. So he just dropped it. I haven't even read it because I trust the man so much. And this is live radio. He has the third portion of his long interview with President Trump. So what's the gist of this latest thing? It has to do with his successor, does it not, Matt?
Yeah, so it has a lot to do with Joe Biden. So I actually asked President Trump if he runs again in 2024, which a lot of people think that he will, and I happen to think that he's very likely to run again in 2024. I asked him, would he rather face Joe Biden or Kamala Harris? And, you know, this is in the middle of this whole Afghanistan crisis, and we're seeing Biden's failures on display for the world. And, you know, he said he didn't want to predict too far out in the future, but he also said that he doesn't know if Biden's going to make it that far because he says there's something wrong with him. There's a lot of other stuff in this interview. I also asked President Trump what he thought about Kamala Harris absconding off to Asia in Vietnam in the middle of all this. Usually, by the way, Dr. Gorka, okay, I get it. Vice presidents travel around the world. They meet with other government leaders on behalf of the president. But in the middle of a crisis like we saw in the last several weeks here in Afghanistan, normally a competent vice president would call off their foreign travel and stand by the president's
yes.
side and help the president, right? Like, and I think that any, you know, Republican or Democrat, it's not supposed to be a partisan thing. I mean, vice presidents are supposed to help their boss, right? Like, they're supposed to help the president. And Kamala Harris, you know, jetted on out of town over to Vietnam and Singapore, where she was for like a whole week, and then
yep.
she finally shows back up here, you know, once things are smoothing out a little bit, but I mean, still not really. And she still hasn't really appeared in public with Joe Biden on this, right? Like, she hasn't made any public remarks about what's going on in Afghanistan or anything. So I asked President Trump what he thought about Kamala Harris doing that. He says, you know what? She seemed to want to get away, huh? Who can blame her? Right? Like, and it, you know, he's kind of like, who can blame her? Right? Like, Biden's such a disaster. Even she doesn't want to stand by his side.
Let me ask you about her. But first things first, it was breaking yesterday that the president has endorsed Sean Parnell, a war veteran from Afghanistan. He's going to be with us for the whole last hour of the show. You do not want to miss it. An in-depth discussion with Sean Parnell running for the Senate from Pennsylvania, just endorsed by President Trump. We've got a minute left, and I'm curious, Matt, if they get rid of him, if they do the 25th Amendment or he quote-unquote resigns and she takes over, what is her relationship with the Democrat machine? She's not exactly flavor of the month, is Kamala?
No, look, I think Kamala Harris would have a really tough time of things if she were somehow put in there. She couldn't even make it through the Democrat primary. She didn't even make it to Election Day in Iowa, right? Like, she dropped out. And people don't really support her that much in the base out there. It's all fake, and it's all donor class and Silicon Valley and, you know, Wall Street money and so on and so forth. And it's all this, like, publicly built perception, but there's no substance behind her at all, and it's all fake. And I think she would have a real tough time as president if she ever got there. That's why they're, I think, going to try to save Biden for as long as they can. And ride that dead horse as long as they can before they go to the next dead horse. But, like, look, the thing is, long term, the Democrats are in serious trouble, and we're seeing this in the polling data repeatedly. I think that people are in for a rude awakening next year in the midterm elections
time,
and then beyond that.
Time for us to take you out of the House and the Senate and then the White House with our former boss, President Trump. Read the piece, There's Something Wrong with Joe. I've just posted Matt's interview with President Trump on our Twitter and our Facebook pages. Thank you, Matt. Bookmark Breitbart.com. This is America First. Your calls next, 833-33-GORKA. That's 833-334-6752. Coming to you live from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
The lost secret notebook of Nikola Tesla with his most dangerous formulas could fall into the hands of evolutionary elite scientists.
His most amazing discoveries thought to be written in a lost journal. In the right hands, it could revolutionize the 21st century.
They want to start a new world order where elites rule and everyday people are not created equal.
Look out!
Now the elites plan to set off an earthquake under L.A. to take out world leaders.
There's an old brown battered notebook in my office at work. You have to find it, take it, and keep it hidden at all costs.
Let's just say there are a lot of enemies of the state interested in his research.
It's up to regular people to stop them. A grad student, a campus cop, a deaf army vet, and a group of live-action role players.
A vertical quake this size could collapse half of Dontop.
Catch Final Frequency, playing exclusively on SalemNow.com or download the mobile app. For more information, visit FinalFrequencyFilm.com.
You're listening to America First with Dr. G.
You know, you would like to help your friends out. You want to be of assistance to them, especially when they're sartorially challenged, which is not the case for the Baron. He is always just, as we say in Hungarian, piperkötz. It's just perfect. The length of his double calf, the little pocket square. But, you know, sometimes you need to be casual. Are you there, Baron?
I'm right here. I'm right here, and I'm casual today. I'm wearing a polo shirt, and I've already been made fun of for it. But you know what? I am who I am, and I'm very comfortable with it.
You may be casual, but are you cool and casual? And are you America First cool and casual? I am holding up right now the brand new America First hoodie. Which, you'll love this given the lining of your jackets. The hood is lined with the stars and stripes of the flag of this great nation. How cool is that, Boris?
I think that's very cool, and I love it. And yes, I am cool and casual. Some would say that I'm MAGA casual today.
I like that. We have an America First hat for you. If you come in studio, you will be granted all of this swag. But for those of you out there who are excited about the America First message And thank you for the listener who said, hey, where are the hoodies on the website? And we had a glitch and we hadn't put them up there, but they're up there right now. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. And don't forget, we have everything made in America, all of it, whether it's the America First mug, whether it's the T-shirt we made to honor the president when he came on the show last week, which says, if you're woke, you're a loser. You can get them all. Go to SebGorkaStore.com. Welcome, Boris. Can't wait to have you back in the swamp, back in the studio. We have some serious things to discuss. But first, let's have a little bit of fun. And I want to test something with you. I think we've caught out Jen Psaki. And I think she is a transphobe. Cut 11, Jen Psaki.
Up on the census law, why does the president support abortion when his own Catholic faith teaches abortion is morally wrong?
Well, he believes that it's a woman's right, it's a woman's body, and it's her choice.
Why does the president, who does he believe then should look out for the unborn child?
He believes that it's up to a woman to make those decisions and up to a woman to make those decisions with her doctor. I know you've never faced those choices, nor have you ever been pregnant.
Hang on a second. How does she know that that man hasn't been pregnant? Is she a man? Is she a transphobe, Baron?
See, the problem is, Sebastian, the libs are so wrapped up in their own woke nonsense that they don't know which line they're going to trip over, right? So now Jen Psaki is attacking a man for never being pregnant. You're right. Maybe the reporter is one of the 87,000 genders, and he has been pregnant. You just never know. Can we just go back to how awful Jen Psaki is at everything that she's done? Literally, I actually think, and I've said this yesterday on Steve Bannon's World, I challenge anybody, anywhere, any place to show me a president in our history who was worse and an administration that has been worse.
You talk about
Buchanan, talk about Pierce, talk about Hoover, talk about Carter or Obama, nobody has come close to being as bad as Joe Biden. And if possible, his team is even worse. I'm going to tell you something else. I heard today from somebody in D.C. who shockingly has friends in the Biden administration. They're saying that these poor people are so depressed all day, every day, just because they have to go into that administration, work for Joe Biden, work for Kamala Harris, that the mood is very dour all day long. And how could you work for a boss who doesn't know what day it is? How could you work for a boss in Kamala Harris who just flies off to Vietnam and laughs about dead people in Afghanistan?
But it's the alacrity.
Marines in Afghanistan.
It's the speed. It's the alacrity of the badness that, Jimmy Carter, it took a couple of years. This guy's done it in a couple of months, Boris.
Oh, my. No. Listen, there's a lot of things Joe Biden is very bad at. He's good. He's amazing at being a horrible president. Amazing at being a horrible president. And this guy is so feckless, just absolutely deeply feckless. And let's put out some numbers where our mouths are, right? If you look at this, two polls came out yesterday.
Oh, no. Do not steal my thunder. I have it here in my hand.
I'm sorry, friend.
Right here, you're doing a Vulcan mind meld, and we're very impressed. We're going to talk about those polls momentarily, but I love the fact that, as our buddy, as a guest host, you know exactly where I'm going. We're going to talk about them. If you haven't heard them, you need to know. We're talking to the Baron. Follow him, Boris EP on Twitter. He's on Getter. He's on Instagram, Boris_Epstein, former strategic advisor to the Trump 2020 campaign, my former colleague in the Trump White House, former special assistant to President Trump. We will be back with the Baron momentarily. Is there anything worse than spending a lot of money on steak, on fresh meat, cooking it to your favorite recipe, and then you bite down on the first bite, and it's chewy, it's hard, it's gristly? We've all been there. I've been there. And if you're a meatitarian like I am, it's not a good feeling. Do what I do. Choose the very, very best. GoodRanchers.com. 50% less than other box services sold online. This is the service I trust for my T-bones, my strips, my gourmet burgers. Better than anything out there. Why? Because there's no hormones, no antibiotics, and all the animals are pasture raised. Right now, get $20 off. Subscribe to this service, goodranchers.com/GORKA. Free express shipping. You're never going to have that awful experience again. Do it today. Eat only the most delicious, succulent beef, burgers, chicken, you name it. goodranchers.com/GORKA.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, this is America First with Sebastian Gorka.
And so I asked if that song, that psalm, that hymn in the Catholic Church, and it says, may he lift you up on eagle's wings and bear you on the breath of dawn and let the light shine upon you, etc. And hold you in the palm of his hand. And they played, and my mind's going blank now. What's the song that is played where everybody is on the chair, I can't remember it anyway. And that's the song that was played. So, you know, I don't know what the hell's going on here.
Yeah, we don't know what the hell's going on either. That was Joe Biden today, just babbling as usual. Don't be Joe Biden. Be a patriot. Be a man who loves this country like Rudy Giuliani, America's mayor. Please, if you haven't done so already, they're trying to destroy him. Please support this man. They're trying to bankrupt him, stripping him of his law licenses. Make a donation today at RudyGiulianiFreedomFund.com so he can keep on fighting and get to the bottom of what happened in last year's election. That's RudyGiulianiFreedomFund.com. Boris, I think I have to say that cut, don't you, where Biden says, I don't know what the hell I'm saying?
You've got to save it because it underlines exactly what Joe Biden is. A, he doesn't know anything about Catholicism because, listen, I'm about to celebrate the Jewish holidays, but I know enough about the New Testament to know that you cannot be aggressively woke, pro-abortion, pro-trans, whatever, transformer, trans, whatever they call that thing with the different genders now. You cannot be anti-religious and be an honest, true Catholic.
Yep.
And Joe Biden, and that was exemplified by Psaki doing her typical horrible, I'll circle back, right? This guy is not honest. He's not honest about his religion. The only thing that he's honest about is that he doesn't know anything about anything. He's completely lost. And it may have been funny at some point. It's turned deadly with 13 killed American heroes, fallen Marines, at his hands.
I just love it that I have my Jewish American friend emigrated here from Russia speaking more truth about Catholicism on my show than Joe Biden has ever done. And that's why we're here, to push back on the problem.
Well, they're called the Judeo-Christian tradition for a reason,
yeah,
right?
Because that's why, exactly.
We're joined in our values, we're joined in our history, we're joined in our fight for religion, for, you know, for honest, good values, and against whatever the woke nonsense. I have to tell you the story. I'm sitting at lunch yesterday. Yes, I was at the Palm, and a man walks by, and not a skinny man, okay? A full-on dude, like 5'8", maybe 280 pounds, okay? In a tie-dye dress.
What?
A dress.
What? At the Palm? At the Palm?
He didn't go into the Palm, walk by. You know, I was in that, for those who know D.C., I was in that front area, you know, with the windows.
Yeah, yeah, the covered area out front. Yeah, yeah.
I was power lunching, okay? I had a power lunch. And then, you know, right, not right under the picture of myself on the wall, but right next to it. And then I look out, and here's a full-on dude in a tie-dye dress that was very, very
Did you lose your appetite? I have to ask. Did you lose your appetite?
Well, you know, for those in the audience who've seen me, I think it's very clear that it takes a lot for me to lose my appetite. No, I finished, I spit on the floor and then I finished my lunch. Okay?
Oh my gosh. So,
but no, this is what the Democrats have become. This is what the woke liberals have become. And that's why they're now a marginalized party. The American people aren't with that. They're not supporting that. And the polls are turning that out.
All right, let's talk about that. So I have in front of me a report from our buddy Paul Bedard that Rasmussen Reports found a survey that 52%, Boris, 52% of Americans want Biden to withdraw just because of his handling of Kabul.
Yeah, I would say that 52% is actually lower. I've seen the polling that came out yesterday from the left, Sebastian, from the left.
Yeah.
YouGov economists, Morning Consult Politico, the twin polls, long polls. The YouGov Economist poll had a 1,500 person sample. So it's a little bit inside baseball. That's a huge sample. Usually you're looking at 700, 800 people. 1,500 Americans sampled, right track, wrong track, upside down by 30 points. 30% more people thought, not 30% difference, but 30% more people thought that we're going on the wrong track than the right track. That is staggering.
I'm surprised they published it, Boris.
And they published the crosstabs, which is very unusual now, because usually these lefties, they hide the background information. 29, 58. 29 right direction, 58 wrong direction, and the usual 13% unsure.
Okay, hang on. Who are the 29%? Who is the 29% of Americans who think we're going in the right direction?
Maybe people who haven't seen the news in the last couple of weeks. Here's the interesting part, and Real Clear Politics have been talking about this, and as somebody who's studied this for a long time, you know this, I know this. You know, a lot of presidents and political leaders, they have a built-in base, right? Obama had a base.
Yes.
President Trump, unbelievably, has a huge MAGA base. Joe Biden's got no base. Nobody wakes up in the morning, you know, puts on their clothes, shaves, looks in the mirror, gets ready, puts on their makeup, whatever he or she are doing, and says, I love Joe Biden. He's got nobody like that. And that is going to cause, I think, his approval rating is going to dip into the 20s, if not below. He's going to be at Nancy Pelosi levels.
But what happens then? What happens then? Because it looks right now that Nancy's, you know, they're pulling ranks, they're staying tight together, AOC's defending him. Is there some point at which they pull the pin on this guy?
I think they have. Here's the problem, and this was said very smartly. I think Tom Del Beccaro actually said this out of California. I heard him on the radio. He said that Kamala Harris is Joe Biden's job security. Because everybody hates Kamala Harris so much, and because she has absolutely no adult skills, that they're actually a little hesitant to pull the plug on Biden, because then you get somebody who, she has maybe more of her faculties, even though I don't know, with that spontaneous laughing about our fallen Marines, I'm not sure, but she's absolutely despised and finished, what, 21st out of 22 candidates in the 2020 primary. So they've got a real problem on their hands. I think the most disliked pair in the White House in American history. I actually cannot think of a close.
Yeah, and you always bring your historic perspective to the show. It truly is. I mean, I challenge our listeners. Is there a more unpopular, less successful president than the current one? And is there a president-VP pairing that is worse than this one? It's hard to imagine that there has been in the history of the Republic. He's the Baron. Follow him, Boris EP, on Twitter, on Instagram, on Getter, Boris_Epstein. I'm Sebastian Gorka. This is America First on the Salem Radio Network, coming to you from just outside the insalubrious fetid swamp that is Washington, D.C., from the ReliefFactor.com studios.
3-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.